he's looked good as of late, and today was another great outing for him. He was on the attack, changeup got a ton of swing and miss, and you could just tell he's continuing to pitch with confidence. But he did a really nice job and threw up some zeros.
Nice to see Tyler today back in action for the first time in nearly 3 months. What are you looking when you're evaluating Tyler? What are you hoping to see?
The guy that we expected all along. This guy's he's a threat at the plate. He plays good defense, and he can be a threat on the bases. And today he did a really nice job of not expanding, took his walks, got the double down the line. Really good first day for him.
Was aggressiveness the biggest difference you've seen with Matt's?
Yeah, I think so. There's a combination of just being aggressive and confident. And I think he's done a really nice job of both of those things. He's just on the attack, and that changeup's playing really well for him right now.
I don't think it was that in the fourth inning for, you know, a couple of those balls that dropped in, but him being able to keep that from becoming a bigger inning.
Yeah, rather than cave in or kind of looking mad, I mean, he just got after it. And that's what you want to see. He's not going to let that bother him. He just stayed on the attack, and usually that inning could snowball on him, and it didn't, so that's good to see.
You said yesterday this is what it's supposed to look like. How nice is it to see all phases of the game coming together now?
It's fun seeing our guys run the bases and our offense continuing to do what they're doing. I mean, we faced a good arm today, and guys had a really good approach on them, drove that pitch count up, scored some runs, took some really big swings, and our pitching is doing their job. Starting pitching is doing a really nice job as of late, and our pen has been a lot more consistent. So it's a lot of fun to watch.
Strowman's been one of the best pitchers in baseball. You've beaten him 3 times. What is it about your hitter's approach against him?
I think our hitters have been taking a really good approach regardless of who we face. We face some pretty good arms. You think of Lizardo and Sandy and Cabrera and now Strowman. We'll see Steele tomorrow. We've been facing some really good arms, and our guys continue to take a strong approach. They're stringing together quality at-bats, and there's not a whole lot of breathing room in that lineup at the moment. I mean, you got the young hit ninth. Yeah.
You mentioned the breathing room. The homers you get tonight are from 8 and 9. Yeah. That puts you in a spot where you can really put pitchers to work.
Yeah, that's my point. I mean, big swing by Walker there. Left that pitch up. He hit it a long ways. And then DeYoung as well in the 9 with the 2-run homer. Big swing by Arenado. Going backside there for the double. So just up and down this lineup. I said it yesterday. If pitchers continue to give us a shot and throw up the zeros, I mean, we got a chance.
Did you guys change anything with Matt's changeup? Like, it's much more effective now, it seems.
Yeah, he's been toying with a couple different things with the grip of that, but also with a little bit of a slider. You didn't see it today. But, yeah, he's been wanting to make that a little bit more effective.
So your team had been a very difficult time so far, but now six straight win, and then Cubs is almost there, so... How do you feel?
Yeah, we've gone through some tough times, and it didn't look the way it needed to. But the guys are playing with confidence. They're cleaning up a lot of different areas, and it's been good to see over the last week. But we'll continue to play good baseball. Yeah.
You know how talented Matt's is. Do you feel like he can take off, like getting his first win under his belt, this good run that he's had?
Yeah, that's why we signed him. For him to do what he's done his last couple outings, that there's another gear for him, and we're starting to see it. So hopefully we can continue to build off of what we've seen, and that's the version that we need to see every time.